What's cracking? Welcome to the jungle. My name is Jim Rome. Alvy, you know how they be. Thank you. When they don't get their decky yet, you know how they be. If you don't mind, why don't you fire that one more time? Big Friday. Welcome to the show. Lots to get done. Let me dial you in. Hey, Rex. Let me dial you into what we got going on. What we have going on is the following. Number one, open phones right now, 1-800-636-8686. Go ahead, jump up in here. Best calls go right to the front of the line. If you want to hit me up on the X platform, that always works. At Jim Rome, you can email me too at Rome, R-O-M-E, at haveatake.com. So, looking at the Friday show, always a good day. Lots to cover. Coming up at 9:40 Pacific time, Rex Hoggard. Always have him join us from one of the majors, especially the Masters. Somebody called in yesterday and said, hey, man, what's up, Rome? You think you might mention that little tournament that's going on? And I said, fair. Fair criticism. However, there was another tiny little thing going on. Juicemas. And a merry Juicemas to one and all. That took over the entire program yesterday. That's why we did not focus on that little golf tournament, but we will focus on that little golf tournament today. Rex Hoggard joins me at 9:40. Top of hour number two, the big head, James Kelly, is in. We will talk about the Masters. The head has a system, and it's a pretty good system. Sometimes it's a great system, but historically and traditionally, he has done extremely well during the majors. So we'll talk to him about that. Also, UFC 300 is one of the best promotions, one of the best fight cards they've ever had. So we'll get down on that too. Coming up at 10:40, Bills Mafia. It's been a very interesting offseason. Lots of guys have gotten away. Not this big dude, Deion Dawkins, signed a contract extension. And he will be joining us at 10:40. Alvy's week that was coming up in hour number three. So get up in here, 1-800-636-8686. I want to start with the BBN, the Big Blue Nation. It is official, BBN. You've got yourself a new head coach. So there's some really big news. Big news in the BBN today, and what a shocker. Big Blue Nation is big mad about the big news. What else is new? Hey, BBN, let me remind you right off the top before I give you my thoughts on your new head coach. Let me remind you right off the very top, this is exactly what you wanted. Check that. This is exactly what you demanded. Big Blue Nation, you insisted that Cal was not meeting the standard and that Cal had to go. And you got exactly what you wanted here. 10 seconds ago, BBN was like, anybody but Cal. Anybody but Cal. But as of right now, you're all anybody but Cal and Mark Pope. Way to go, BBN. Way to be out on your new head coach just as he's finishing signing his name on the line that is dotted. Now, here's the good news, BBN. At least somebody wanted that gig. You know, a.k.a. the best job in America that nobody seems to want. Well, except for Mark Pope. And here's the thing. Mark Pope is a damn good basketball coach. And a damn good dude. And an incredibly bright dude with an excellent reputation in coaching circles. And, lest you forget, he's one of you, BBN. So, I don't know, maybe consider giving this dude a chance. I know, crazy suggestion. But maybe it can't hurt to give this guy a chance. Especially since you have no choice whatsoever. You have no other options. Nobody else wanted that gig. So, I'm confused as to exactly what you want your AD to do. What was Mitch Barnhart supposed to do? Yeah, I know. You're all in panic mode right now, trying to get him to somehow make that deal null and void. Trying to kill that deal. But once again, let me ask, for who? It's the same exact question that I asked when all of you were foaming at the mouth trying to chase Cal out of town. My point from the very beginning before Cal left was, all right, fine. It's not fine with me. I think the guy deserves another chance. But all right, fine. If not Cal, then who? And the same thing applies right now. If not Pope, then who, BBN? It's not like Mitch Barnhart was not out there hustling. He just got buzzered over and over and over again by the top candidates. Dan Hurley, somebody I had on the program yesterday. Of course they made a run at him. That'd be the first guy you should try to hire. And what happened when they tried? They heard this. They tried to make him the highest paid coach in college sports, period, reportedly. Not just college basketball, but college sports. And when they tried that, this is how he responded. All right. Dan's not going anywhere. How about Jay Wright? Hey, Jay, you got a couple of rings. You're great. Your energy's great. You're like the gold standard. Hey, Jay, you got to be refreshed. You got to be missing all that action. TV can't be doing it for you. What do you say, Jay? Jay, imagine what you could do here in Lexington. Imagine. Look at what you did at Villanova, and then imagine what you could do in Las Vegas. What do you think, Jay?
That's right. No.
Jay Wright's a no. No problem. That's why we keep an index card with at least five names on it at all times. Hey, Nate. Nate Oates. How you doing, brother? Mitch Barnhart here. Man, you did an amazing job in getting Bama to the Final Four. I got an offer. I got a proposition for you. If you think that you did that there, can you imagine what you can do here and what we would pay you to do it here? What do you think, Nate? Never mind, Nate. I know you're not leaving. All right, no problem. Scott Drew. Scotty, my man. You know we go way back. You know I've always been connected to you. We go all the way back to, I don't know, the pandemic. Anyway, Scott, I know you didn't want to go to Louisville, but we're freaking Kentucky. We're the BBN. There's nothing like us. Man, you live in Waco. Let me reiterate. Lexington, Waco. What do you say, Scott? The job is yours if you want it. You see me working, BBN? I don't like that call. Chalk Donovan. How about the Munster kid? Good job, Alvy. I like the remix, the dance mix of the Munster kid's theme song. Anyway, Chalk Donovan, who I know the BBN wanted badly, also was a no, or Barnhart was not willing to wait to talk to him since he's still in NBA season. Either way, he ain't coming, Alvy. No. You don't like that call. I don't like that call. It's not that your AD didn't try. It's that nobody wanted the gig. Nobody wanted your job or your money or to follow Cal, BBN. And the way you ran Cal off probably has something to do with it, too. So naturally, your next move is to try to run the next guy off before he's even introduced. Even though, once again, he is one of you. This is not some outsider that you're not going to embrace. He's one of you. He won a national championship there as a player. He played for Rick Pitino. And again, can I reiterate? This is a really good basketball coach. He runs a modern, innovative offense. He's got a great reputation in the sport. He's always got that great energy. But you know his energy right now has got to be off the charts. Pope is a dude who is going to attack that job with an enthusiasm unknown to mankind. No, he does not have the ideal resume. I get that. But he does understand exactly what that job is, or as much as anybody can understand what that job is until they actually start doing that job. But he will attack it with everything he's got. You might as well embrace it, BBN. Because at this point, what other choice do you really have? You have no other options. I get it. It's not what anybody expected. I also get this. You didn't run Cal off to get rejected by the Alabama coach and the Baylor coach and then have to settle for the BYU coach. Believe me, I get that. There's no way in hell Mitch Barnhart, when he didn't bring Cal back, thought to himself that he would end up with the head coach at BYU. I get that. I understand that. But maybe you should have thought of that before you ran the last guy out. Maybe you should have considered all that before you considered a divorce. Maybe you should have thought of all this before you chased Cal and his dog Paul and his dog stroller out of Las Vegas. And again, BBN, I understand. I do. I know you expect more. I know you expect more than one tournament win over the past 4 years. I get that. It's just unfortunate that you ran a guy with one tournament win in the last 4 years for a guy with no tournament wins ever. So I understand why you're disappointed. It's true. Mark Pope has never won a single tournament game. Not only that, he's never won a conference championship, either regular season or conference tournament. He's never had a top 50 recruiting class. He does not check the boxes that you would expect your head coach hire to check. BBN, I get it. I understand that. I'm not even saying wrong or saying that you're wrong to feel disappointed. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, what's your other option? And I'm confident in saying this. I know you're upset, but I really believe, I truly believe, I believe that you're getting a lot more in hiring Mark Pope.
Believe.
Thank you, Avi. You're getting a lot more in hiring this guy than you think you are. There's more to this guy than you think there is. You're getting a lot more than just the BYU coach and a slightly underwhelming resume. No, he's not the biggest name. No, that's not the flashiest hire. And this job can even swallow the best coaches. But let me say this for Pope. He's smart as hell. He's got a great offensive mind. He embraces all the craziness that is college basketball today and college sports that so many coaches are pushing back on. And again, he's one of you. He brought a natty home to Las Vegas. He's a Patino favorite. BBN, he is you. And he's all you got right now. So it's a good thing he's not some bum off the streets. It's a good thing he's a very good coach. And he does deserve a chance and some patience and some bleeping respect for real. And
for
did
real.
I mention, like five guys said no already. I hate the phrase that it is what it is, but it is what it is. Barnhart did not bring Cal back. He took big swings. He punched out on every single one of them. This is your dude. Why don't you give him a chance, or at least let him give you a reason to bury him before you start throwing dirt on him, especially again, since he's one of your own. BBN, you don't have to agree with me. In fact, I know most of you don't. Hit me up, 1-800-636-8686. And again, to me, the X factor is chalk. Dracula, the monster kid. Was he a no? Were they not interested? Were they just unwilling to wait? And if they were unwilling to wait, why were they unwilling to wait? Were they going to lose that much time? Were they going to have to play that much catch up that getting that guy's not worth it? I mean, if you got that guy and you got that guy for multiple years, what's waiting a few more weeks? And was Mark Pope going to go anywhere if he had to wait a few more weeks?
You gotta be kidding me.
Or did the Monster Kid turn them down? It's kind of unclear. There are various reports, conflicting reports, as to whether or not they didn't want to wait on him or he had no interest. I don't know. But we do have firm reports that the others wanted nothing to do with it. This is what I mean. Be careful what you wish for. Now, maybe Cal had to go in order to get this kind of energy back. And maybe he wouldn't have been that energetic or that rejuvenated because, well, the fan base had turned on him already. And there seemed to be a disconnect between he and the AD. So when Cal shows up in Fayetteville, rocking the red, and he's got this great energy, it's like the old Cal is back. And frankly, maybe he had to leave in order to get reacquainted with the old Cal. I get that. But I did say, nobody likes I told you so, but I did say, if you run this guy, then who are you going to get to replace him? I think that with your entitlement, BBN, you just assumed who? Whoever the hell we want. We're the BBN. Well, that's not how it played out, did it? Wildcat fans, hit me up. 1-800-636-8686. Other topics, the Masters, Rex Hoggard at 9:40, Big Head Betts at 10 o'clock straight up, and also Shohei. One of the best conspiracy theories ever. No matter what the actual complaint shows, what the feds found, don't let that get in the way. X-fans, social media fans, internet surfers, let's not let the facts get in the way of your awesome conspiracy theory. Have you read the complaint? Have you seen what they've uncovered? Maybe you have, maybe you haven't, but clearly a lot of you don't give a damn. A lot of you are sticking to your first story for two reasons. Number one, you don't want to admit that you were wrong. And number two, it's just too good of a story to let go. The story about Shohei being a degenerate gambler and his dude falling on a grenade for him. I mean, out of your cold, dead hands, right? Nobody is prying that story, that conspiracy theory, that take out of your cold, dead hands. Why? One, you'd have to admit that you were wrong. And two, you love that story. You so badly want to be Shohei. Never mind that those who investigated have already said, quote, Mr. Ohtani is the victim. These numbers are insane. Also, I made the point before this complaint became public. I'd said on the show, if this dude, Ipe, is copping to $4.5 million, if that's the number he's saying publicly, that Ohtani, you know, remember the two stories were different. The story changed. First, he said that Ohtani willingly gave him $4.5 million to cover his gambling debts. And then the story changed a day later that Ohtani knew nothing. My point is, if this guy was willing to own that it was $4.5 million, you knew it was not $4.5 million. If that's the number he put out there, you knew it had to be a much bigger number. What we didn't know was that it was four times that number. This dude is insane. I'll run down the numbers later on. Let's just say he made, according to this report, over 19,000 bets. 19,000 bets. So, not over his whole life either, but over just a few years. A couple of years and change. 19,000 bets. So my question is, never mind being an interpreter, never mind having a job. If you made 19,000 bets, very clearly that's what you did from the second you woke up in the morning. You made bets. And when you weren't making bets, you were stealing money from your alleged best friend. And when you weren't doing that, you were pretending to be your best friend and calling the bank and moving money. And manipulating his agent and his money manager. So my question is, Ipe, how the hell did you have time for any job, much less any life, when your life was getting down, stealing money from your best friend, and manipulating all of those in his inner circle so you could do all those things? That's your life, dude. And one more thing for all you tinfoilers and conspiracy theorists. He reportedly is trying to cut a deal right now, but based on what he's been accused of, he would be looking at a maximum sentence of 30 years in the hole. So if you really believe that he fell on a grenade for his guy, how much would you have to pay that same guy to be willing to risk going to jail for 30 years? Really? A hell of a lot more than he allegedly stole. What would somebody have to pay you for you to go to jail for 30 years? Or even 20 years. Man, a hell of a lot more than $4.5 million. More than $10 million. I'd even argue more than the money he lost. This dude literally, apparently lost $40 million gambling. Freaking hefty. Can't believe the way that got away from him. 40 mil.
Hefty.
I'm not going to jail for 30 years for 40 mil even. Honestly. Maybe that's just me. Jail scares the hell out of me. I don't think that I would fare well in jail. And 40 million wouldn't make it better. Somebody gets all that. Oh, and one more story. Could we be looking at Bacon 47? Bacon 47 cracked the door. Saying that he might be open to a return should somebody call him, that he always stays in shape, and hey, never say never. Bacon 47. How's that grab you? All right, telephone number once again, 1-800-636-8686. You've got a few topics to start. I've got other things to get to. Rex Hoggard, Big Head Betts, Deion Dawkins, Alvy's Week That Was, Open Phones. Let's get it. Protect your vehicle's engine with Syntec and O'Reilly Auto Parts. Syntec Premium, full synthetic motor oil is formulated for today's engines to dissipate heat and reduce friction and wear. Right now, get 5 quarts of Syntec Full Synthetic and a MicroGuard Select Oil Filter for only $33.99. Limit supply, so see store for details. Try Syntec today. Exclusively at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit O'ReillyAuto.com. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
All right, so BBN, this is your topic. This is a nationally syndicated radio program heard in hundreds of markets nationwide and in Canada, and this is literally your topic. So hit me up. What's your reaction? You have your new head coach. You saw your old coach in Arkansas. You saw his energy. What is your reaction to this? I gave you mine. Jamie in Green Bay, first up. He's on X. He writes, more like Big Baby Nation. Maybe all your crying and whining is why no one wants to come to Kentucky. BBN is a part of this, to be true, to be fair. Look, Big Blue Nation, when things are good, it's not better anywhere. But when things are not good, it gets toxic. That's a tough, tough gig. At Craig the Randall writes, thank you at Jim Rome for putting the right face on at Coach Mark Pope. We loved him at BYU. We hate to see him go, but BBN gets an incredible leader of men. I'm a Mark Pope fan. I'm not saying, BBN, again, that you shouldn't be disappointed, because I know you expected a bigger name, a sexier hire, something else. Obviously, you're AD did too. But you didn't get that, did you? This is what you end up with. And I'm just saying, there's a lot to like about Mark Pope. He does check a lot of boxes. Now, this is going to be a really tough grind for him, a really tough gig for him. He's got to get players in immediately. He's got to recruit really high-level talent immediately. And he's got to win immediately. And what did Cal get fired for? Not being able to win in the NCAA tournament. One win in 4 years. And so, who do they replace him with? Somebody who's never won in the NCAA tournament. So I get why you're upset. Cal also had the number two recruiting class coming in. My guy Mark Pope has never had a top 50 class. And you better have some top classes at Kentucky. However, if you're going to run Cal off, you better have a plan. A good plan. And I just don't think, although Mark Pope is a good coach, he is, and a good dude, I don't think the plan was, you know what, why don't we sit with Cal, convince him to leave, and replace him with Mark Pope? I don't think that was the plan. But here you are. Here the bleep you are.
Here we are.
Hey, BBN, I can't talk you off that spot. I can't convince you otherwise, but maybe you don't throw dirt on this guy and so he actually starts the job. And then if he gives you a reason to bury him, go ahead. Scott in the 716. Maybe it's time KY axed their AD. I mean, a lot of that's going to stick to him. But what was he supposed to do? He went to all the right coaches, and they all told him, kick rocks, brah. Brian and San Pedro, the Kentucky AD didn't kill Cal and drain the BBN. I did. Signed, Jack Golke. Wore the Vamp Fam. It is pretty amazing that it was Oakland that killed off Cal. That kid's threes, the 10 threes that killed off Cal. You know, if Cal even made it to the second weekend, are we even talking about this right now? Probably not. Hey, Rome, glad we're finally going to talk golf. Let's play golf. It's match day. We want birdies, sand traps, and fairways. Regards, Scott Stapp, Dan C. We're going to get there. And one more before I go to break. Jimothy, my family had a great Juicemas. We watched our favorite musical, The Throat Slasher, Nutcracker. Yeah, V, I know what you meant by that. You don't have to put Nutcracker in parentheses. Thanks for explaining your jokes, dude. If you have to explain your jokes, they're not funny. Quote, my family had a great Juicemas. We watched our favorite musical, The Throat Slasher, parentheses, Nutcracker, hoping that Juicy Claws would land his white Bronco on our roof and shiv. That's kind of a low beep, a low bell there, Albie. Can I get a real bell? Thank you. Would land his white Bronco on our roof and shiv. Better, Albie. Down the chimney, leaving us gifts of knives for the kids and Colombian neckties for the adults. However, I don't think Juicy Claws came to our house because when my wife and I woke up, our heads were still attached to our necks. V in the fee. I can't tell you how many texts I received from friends of mine. Not clones. But friends of mine. They were like, yo, dude. That show yesterday? Or yesterday. That show this morning? The clones, man. Wow. Got a lot of that. So that was from V and the Fee. This after he called yesterday and said that he canceled his pregnant wife's ultrasound appointment so he could listen to the show. He did. No way he was going to miss Juicemas. V's probably like, dude, relax. If the water ain't broke, don't acquit. It's not like the water broke. If the water ain't broke and running down the gutter, I'm listening to Juicemas. Hey, priorities, eh, V? I hope everybody had a very merry Juicemas. Notice I did not lead with that today. By design. Hey, Jim. I got a few layup picks for Albie this weekend. Number one, there will be at least 100 juice takes today. Number two, Jeff and Richmond will eat at least one whole pig today. Number three, V will do at least 1 kilo of blow by lunch. Thank me later, Albie. Sign Matt and C-Bus. I don't know, dude. You mean 100 juice takes more? Jeff and Richmond, one whole pig eaten, more? 1 kilo of blow for V by lunch, more? Man, I wish those were on Prize Picks leaderboard, scoreboard. I'd hit them so hard. I'd hit more on all of it. More or less. Just pick 2 to 6 stat projections. Okay.
More.
100 juice takes. More. Jeff in Richmond consuming an entire pig by himself. More. You know what? What the hell? I'll do a third. 1 kilo of blow for V by lunch. More. Run it back, Van Smack. All right. 100 juice takes. More. Jeff in Richmond eats an entire pig by himself. More. 1 kilo of toot for V by lunch. More. You're welcome. Oh, man, I got to get out. I'm already late. Alvy, can you get me out right away? Here's your sports update. Here's Andrew Bogut.
Live from Southern California, this is the Jim Rome Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Welcome back. Let's not waste any time. Let's go right to Augusta National. We are joined right now by a Golf Channel insider. He is a senior writer for GolfChannel.com. He is also the co-host of the Golf Channel podcast with Rex and Lav. Of course, I'm talking about a member of the legendary Jungle Rex streak, Rex Hoggard. Rex, my dude, great to have you on, especially this week. How are things, Rex?
They're awesome. When are you going to come to the Masters? This is something you have to do.
No, you're right. You're right. I have no excuse. I really do. And as soon as I can set the thing up, it's no excuse. I'm not going to even get into why I haven't yet, but you're right. I really have to. I really have to.
It's such a special experience. I've got a bunch of folks in town from my family this year, and I'm seeing it through their eyes for the first time. And after 20 years, you can get a little jaded, a little dull. And seeing it through people's eyes for the first time is always sort of refreshing. Because you realize how special this place is.
No, you're right. You're right. I've just never figured out a way to drag the radio show and the TV show to the Masters and set the whole thing up. But you're right. I need to get that done. So let me ask you. You're always great at providing real-time analysis when you join us when a tournament's already underway. So I'm curious, Rex, what has stood out to you during this marathon day two after some players had to finish up their first round due to the rain yesterday? What are some of your thoughts?
Well, the first part of me is the agent of chaos. And so you look at the top of the leaderboard, and you have DeChambeau kind of doing DeChambeau things. And it's been a while since at least we've seen him on the PGA Tour side, at the major championship side, doing that. And you have Scottie Scheffler doing Scottie Scheffler things. And, again, the agent of chaos inside of me craves those two going head-to-head all the way into Sunday. It's just the idea, and look, it's a far more nuanced conversation than just PGA Tour golfer versus LIV golfer. We all know that. But the idea, at least across the general sporting public, that would be so entertaining because you have essentially one of the, probably the most polarizing figures who joins LIV Golf, among the most polarizing figures, and you have the guy on the PGA Tour side that one insider just called him the guy who wears the white hat for the PGA Tour, going head-to-head at this particular event, and they're both playing really good golf. I love that storyline.
I do, too. I think that's great. Now, you wrote a really interesting article, I thought, on DeChambeau, who shot 65 yesterday, and he's in a good spot right now. How has he evolved as a player and a person since he famously called Augusta National a par 67 in 2020?
He's walked that one back, which I think kind of says all you need to know. And look, there was a time when Bryson, when he first joined the PGA Tour, he was unapologetic. He wanted to change the world of golf. He wanted to change the way people played golf. He talked about one-length clubs, and we know about him packing on all the weight and just going to extremes to try to hit the ball farther and trying to become what he called a robot. And I think what happened is he just got older. He's 30 years old. I think it happens to all of us eventually where you start to realize tilting at windmills is probably not the best use of your energy. I think he's become much more understanding of people who have differing opinions and people who may roll their eyes a little bit when you hear him sort of talk his nonsense about how he's trying to make golf as much of a scientific formula as possible. I actually wanted to kind of quantify that. So I reached out to one of his LIV Golf teammates, Paul Casey, and I go, give me an example, because he agreed. He's much more mature. And I go, give me an example of how he's gotten better. And he went back to last year, and Bryson had called a team meeting, and he was being Maximum Bryson. He was talking about wanting the team to hit their putts on the east-west axis of the golf ball instead of the northwest axis of the golf ball. And he was just met with a chorus of eye rolls. And I think the way Paul described it is they got it. He got it. He understood that, okay, I need to let these dudes do what they do best, which is play really, really good golf. And ever since then, Paul said he has just become a really good teammate and a really good leader.
Rex Hoggard is joining us. It's a great anecdote. Rex, what about Max Homa? So far, so good for Max. What's been working for him as he tries to win the first major of his career at age 33?
We were just talking about this on Live From, and I always want to footnote this because I have a huge amount of admiration for Max and his game and what he's been able to do in his career. He does everything really well that you have to do to play Augusta. He putts well. He's in the top third on the PGA Tour, and he hits his irons well. He's in the top third of the PGA Tour and strokes gained approach. That just has not translated into the Masters. I think his best finish here is a tie for 41st. He's missed two cuts, I think, out of his four starts. That hasn't translated to the majors. He has, I think it's one top 10. This is his 18th major start. I don't think he's got back-to-back rounds in the 60s in any of the majors he's played, and it's baffling to me because, again, I will point to what he does best. The things he does best is what you need to do to play major championship golf well. And you also look at, he has won big events. He's won the Wells Fargo. He's won the Genesis. He's been able to do things in golf that most players cannot do. So it's really baffling to me that he has found himself trying to sort of find that magical formula. And I think it would be so cool if it was this week.
It would. Rex, what about the cat, Tiger Woods, one of the players who was not able to finish the first round last night, meaning he's going to have to play 23 holes today, which is going to be a challenge, obviously, given the injuries that he's dealing with. After making a pair of bogeys in five holes to end his first round today, where do things currently stand for him in the second round, and how's he looking in terms of making the cut?
I think it's really unfortunate that this worked out. And look, it's a weather delay. It's an outside sport. These things happen. However, it's a worst-case scenario for him to have to come out this morning, and it was cool. It was in the 50s this morning. And with everything we know about his body, and it takes him forever to warm up, I think it was Brando Chambly on Live From was talking about, by the time he finished up all of his post-round work last night in the dark and had to wake up this morning to try to get back on the horse and do it again, he probably got 3 hours of sleep because it takes a lot to get him moving. We know that it's just not duct tape, that he has to spend a lot of time getting his body up to speed. I would have loved an opportunity to see him do it properly, play 18 holes yesterday in the warmth, wake up this morning, come out and see what we got, because this is going to be a really, really tough test for him. I think from a golf standpoint, he's fine. We saw it yesterday. There was plenty of good things in that round of golf to give you reason to think not only can he make the cut, but he could probably have a solid week. It's the physical part. It's getting around this golf course in 72 holes and having to do 23 in one day. That's the stuff that's going to hurt him.
You know, Rex, hard to imagine. Rory McIlroy has not won a major since the 2014 PGA Championship. What's his outlook as he continues to look for a breakthrough performance to win the first Masters and complete that career Grand Slam?
We've talked about this kind of ad nauseum because the idea was, and I give him a monsoon of credit, he decided that doing the same thing over and over again, what we all know, is insanity. So he wanted to mix it up this week coming into this major because it means the world to him. He understands this puts him in a very, very rare category of career Grand Slam winners. And so he played the week before. He was in San Antonio last week. He made a scouting trip up here to get all of his prep work last Monday and Tuesday at Augusta, get that out of the way. He didn't show up this week until Tuesday afternoon. I think he played one nine-hole practice round, didn't play the par three. Like, all of the things that he has changed and switched up and tried to find the winning formula. Yesterday was a good start, actually. I know 71 compared to what Bryson did and some of the other players did didn't look that great. But if you look at his record, he historically starts awful on this golf course for whatever reason. If you look at his best finish, it was a second place, I think, in 2018. He started the week 73-73. So if you could start with something in the red, something under par, I think it was going to be encouraging. But today is the litmus test.
Hey, Rex, really quickly, off topic. Anthony Kim has always been one of my favorite all-time athletes. How he was able to stay off the grid for more than a decade is miraculous. But come to find out, we now know he was dealing with some pretty heavy issues. Have you had a chance to connect with him, and what do you make of his attempted comeback?
I have not, and I would have loved to do it, and I can't wait for the doc to come out. They're doing a documentary on him, and last week he did a 30-minute sit-down with David Faraday a little bit. Because for you and I, people who've covered sports for a long time, been around the game, this is like Loch Ness crawling out of the lake. I mean, this was, you haven't been around for 12 years. It was such an amazing story. And I find it interesting that, you know, people, fans of a certain generation have no idea who he is, but he did such special things. I go back to that 2008 Ryder Cup. He was such a spark. He was so much energy. He's exactly what the game needed. And to just reemerge is amazing.
Rex, he was electric. That version of AK was electric. So I'm with you. In fact, I would text with him maybe once or twice a year, and it was always really short and be like, "Hey, Rome, great to hear from you. Hope the fam is good. You know, peace out." But he did tell me about a year ago that there was a documentary and it was going to deal with mental health issues and more. So I'm with you. I'm really curious to see what that looks like. Rex Hoggard is a Golf Channel insider. He's a senior writer for GolfChannel.com, also co-host of the Golf Channel podcast with Rex and Lav, and a member of the famous Rex Streak. Great job, Rex. Really appreciate you. Thanks so much.
Thank you, man. Really appreciate it.
Talk to you soon. Rex. Rex always shows up during the majors and delivers the goods. All right, so we move into hour number two. At the top of the second hour, or about 7 minutes from right now, the big head, James Kelly, and I will talk Masters, we'll talk UFC 300, get some action going. Let's get down. Let's get paid. Let's have some fun. That's coming up at the top of the hour. Deion Dawkins, Buffalo Bill, big man, 10:40. Third hour is open with the exception of an ATP and also Alvin's week that was. BBN, I'm still looking for you. Mark Pope is your new head coach. What is your reaction? I know a lot of you are unhappy about that. I'm saying he checks a lot of boxes. Right now, he does not check every single box, but I think you're not giving him the respect that he deserves. But at the same time, I don't want to talk out of both sides of my mouth. I know why you're disappointed. He was not the first choice. Far from the first choice. I get that too. All right, stay tuned. Big Head Bets when we come back.